You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Los Angeles, it's Monique Leray, and this is The Startup with Monique Leray. Welcome back to the show. Sorry we had a rerun last week. I was traveling internationally and time zones and logging in. I wanted to make sure you guys at least got some content. And even if it's a rerun, you know it's good. We have amazing guests on this show. Just a refresher on what we're up to besides, you know, broadcasting and bringing you the hottest startup brands and entrepreneurs. We are still shooting for the pandemic film. All last year, starting about June of last year until the end, you saw myself and my two colleagues traveling, and you heard about me talking about that. We tied this show into the film, into the documentary, the Pandemic Project documentary. And that was 20 cities around the U.S. Now we've broadened our horizons, and we are going further out. So last week, we were in Mexico City and Bogota, Colombia. And we want to give a shout out to everybody that rolled out the red carpet for us and made us feel safe and welcome. And what beautiful towns those are. People are out there really just wanting to work and welcome you into their city and give you the best service. And we had that. So a shout out to everyone that made that happen. And maybe I'll tag them in a picture. And I think I have some tags for them. If you follow my Instagram, at Monique Leray Stinson, L-O-R-E-S-T-N, S-T-I-N-S-O-N, and you can follow me here on The Startup with Monique Leray. Today's show is going to be about 30 minutes. We have one guest, but she's a dynamic young lady, and I'm really impressed with her, and her mother is here as well, the founder and the owner of Chelsea's Charity. Chelsea and Candace,
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great today. What about you, Miss Monique?
I'm doing pretty well, and my day just got really great meeting you.
Oh,
so good to
have you. Would you rather Miss Monique or Miss Leray?
Whatever you want. I'm with it.
Okay, I really like your hat.
You like my hat? I just got this from a thrift store here in Orange County, and it's, well, a consignment store, and I really love it too. It's my first time wearing it, but I wanted to look really nice and fashionable for you.
Oh, thank you. I have one kind of similar to it because it goes with my Desi costume for Halloween from Toy Story.
I've seen that. And you know what? I need to catch up on my Toy Story because I am behind, my dear. I have to catch up.
The fourth one was so good.
Oh, my God. So you know what? Before we jump in, because I'm loving our vibe, why don't you introduce yourself and introduce your mom and tell everybody who you are.
Hi, everyone. My name is Chelsea Fair. And I'm the founder of Chelsea's Charity, and this is my mommy, Candace Barrett, Fair, PhD.
Thank you for the PhD.
How's it going, everybody? How's it going, Mom? How are you?
Oh, we're hanging in there. We are doing pretty well. We still have a lot of snow on the ground here, but we are happy it's starting to melt.
Yes.
No, we're not.
You have to think spring thoughts. You have to think spring thoughts. Yeah, I know that everyone's been hit. Yes, everybody's been hit with a lot of snow. I was traveling back a few days ago, and I had a layover in Miami and Dallas, and I saw how cold. And it was really rare to see something like that. I know you're up in, you know, upper
Connecticut.
Yeah.
We get a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like
Chelsea, do you shovel and help them out, or what?
No, we have snow plows.
We have. Thank goodness it comes to do that, and she just likes to play in it.
Yeah, we built an igloo. Yeah,
fair enough. You know, you should be kicking back and being fabulous as you are. So let's jump right into this, because I'm really impressed with where you've gone with your brand. Please tell everybody just how old you are and when you started Chelsea's Charity.
I'm 11 years old, well, 11 and a half now, and I started Chelsea's Charity on my 10th birthday.
Wow. I'm impressed because, you know, everybody listening and watching, you will be impressed with this young lady and her mother and their work, because it has been dynamic. I'm touched by it. And honestly, I go pretty hard, but you've inspired me to like push it to the limit even more. So let's jump right in and tell everybody about your charity and what inspired this idea.
So We start on my 10th birthday, instead of asking for presents, I asked for art supplies, kind of like charity water. I learned about it in class. But I asked for art supplies instead, and those art supplies from our family and friends helped us make our first 40 art kits. And when I was about 5, maybe,
we were traveling,
and I saw some homeless people, and it looked sad. And I asked my parents, well, why can't they just go home? And I had to find out that not everyone has a home, and that made me pretty sad. So I wanted to do anything I could to help. The original idea was to make baked goods and make these delicious cinnamon rolls. So I was going to, like, give them to shelters and stuff. But then something happened. My grandpa passed away. I was really upset. And my grandma told me, well, draw a picture for him. So I took out my Hello Kitty sketch pad, folded up the drawing, and at his funeral, we placed it in his pocket. So every morning, art helped me get through that tough time, and I wanted other kids to have that too, because I know some kids are going through some tough times, and that's not good. And if they don't have access to art, that must be horrible. So I wanted to give kids access to art.
What's so beautiful about that is it comes from your heart, and you actually practiced it yourself. So you can speak on it to everyone and say, listen, I've been sad before with something I couldn't control, but this is how I helped myself and beautified my surroundings. I love that backstory.
Thank you. And the art supplies, don't worry, we only get.
So you say
the best of the best. About some of my favorite art supplies, like some pastel crayons and stuff like that.
So say what that part again, Chelsea.
Okay, my mommy helped me go to the store and pick out a wish list and pick out the art supplies we would give away so we could use the ones I like to use so no one thinks, oh, well, she's just giving us these ones. No. So I want to do pastel crayons too because those are great with canvases. So we give paint.
Yes.
Three Crayolas, which is pencils. We don't have anymore. Glue and paper.
I love this. So now tell me, you know, mom, tell me how it's been to support a young entrepreneur like this. And for the moms and dads out there who are seeing that their child is talented really early on in the entrepreneur space, what tips could you give them?
Absolutely. I would say, well, see, Chelsea is very persistent and she was constantly kind of communicating to my husband and I saying, I want to start Chelsea's Charity. I want to help people. She started to see us helping people, and we would kept telling her, like, oh, you're too young right now. And she pretty much said, well, then I'll just start my own organization where it doesn't matter how old you are. And we had to kind of respect that. We had to respect that. We did tell her, if you start this, this is not going to be like when you get a pet. And if you want to start this, you are going to have to put in most of the work. We will help you with the adult kind of things like emailing people or driving to the post office. But the main part of this work is going to be on you. Can you handle that? So we had to have a real conversation with her. And she said, yes, I can. And sure. We were off and running.
And, you know, I love that because you laid down what it would look like. And for someone, you know, at 10, I think 10 is a really great age to kind of, you know what your kid is by then. I mean, I don't have kids, but I have a niece and I have, you know, many nieces and nephews. And you can kind of tell who their foundation, what they are there. And it sounds like she's one of those really awesome entrepreneurs that's going to move heaven and earth to make something happen. And correct. For her to show that, you know, Chelsea, right here, Chelsea, like when you said, if you guys don't have it, I'm gonna have to create it. That's an entrepreneurial spirit right there. How did you know? Did you know very early on that you were going to be an innovator?
Not really. I didn't really think of it. I didn't know what entrepreneurship meant then until I started taking like business classes with my dad. When I got to college, I would be a business major. But I just wanted to help people, honestly.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, you know, Chelsea, tell me exactly you know, how you could speak to, you know, if you want to look at the camera and speak to some kids your age, and you know, and younger or even older, that are people just in general who are having a rough time during the pandemic, you know, and they're maybe in a situation that's not awesome, you know, not so great, and they don't have an art kit. But what words of inspiration would you give them right now?
We'll all get through this together. Make sure you get a trusted adult and tell them how you're feeling. Don't bottle your feelings up inside, because that's not good at all. Find something you like. Maybe take up a hobby, because art and singing is my hobby, and that calms me down. Maybe do some arts and crafts, like make mason jars or get into planting. Just find something relaxing, and especially the trusted adult thing.
I like this. That's really great advice. And so tell me what your goal is for Chelsea's Charity in 2021 and beyond. Where do you see this going, and what is your vision?
My vision is to have an art trailer. One of those you can actually live in, kind of like a caravan, but like a trailer. Have someone drive. And instead of having like beds and everything, it's going to be filled with art kits, and we could teach an art lesson, and the person can just unload and go to different, kind of like a road trip, a world tour kind of, and just kind of like Santa, actually, just go around the world dropping off art kits to different shelters, wherever you see a need for art.
So you're an art Santa on wheels.
Oh, art Santa!
That's where we are. It's an exclusive here. Started with Monique LeRae. We got Chelsea, Candace, and they're going to be the art Santa on wheels. We're going to have to make this happen for you. So somebody out there has a trailer that probably would love to donate it to you as a ride-off. So I'm putting this out in the universe for you guys. Anybody out there that's got a trailer sitting there, parked, it needs work, you're bringing it to them and to the community, and they want to do nothing but good. And speaking of which, where can people reach you if they do want to give you a trailer, if they want to help you on your Art Santa mission? Where can they reach you?
You can email us, or you can go to www.chelseacharity.com, because on the .com, there's a Let's Chat button where you can email us and talk to us.
And definitely, we're on all the social media channels, Chelsea's Charity on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And yeah, definitely email us info@chelseacharity.org.
Beautiful. And chelseacharity.com. I think we our signal kind of messed up there. So chelseacharity.com as well, if you want to surf her website and see what's up. Maybe you have art supplies. Maybe you want to donate some art supplies to Chelsea's Charity. You guys are accepting those probably.
Yes. And yes, we are.
I want to say thank you to you two young ladies, because you helped Casa LA with our wine and art event last month, and they made $200,000 gross of like everything we did with the bags. Yes, your bags made it to, I believe, 140. We were going for 200. I believe they made it to 140 or 160 homes in LA County. So 160 or 140 people have Chelsea Charity bags. So thank you so much. Casa LA is serving Los Angeles County and court-appointed youth. And so your mom and I talked about it, and they feel comforted to have those bags. This is Chelsea's Charity, and thank you so much for what you've done.
You're so very welcome. I didn't know that. That's amazing.
I wanted to save it and tell you. I got the email last week, but then I was traveling. So I wanted to just tell you in person here on the show that your donation made a lot. Your mom hustled through the snow and the sleet to get the package here on time.
That's right. I didn't want to have to answer to the boss.
Oh, my gosh. She is a boss. And you know what, you guys, if you have a child out there that is showing entrepreneurial, that was a tongue twister, entrepreneurial ambitions, you know, harness it. Do like Candace here and just harness that and show them the way, because it sounds like they won't give up until they get what they want. And we're glad you didn't give up, Chelsea.
Thank you, Monique.
Oh, you're welcome, Chelsea. So I guess what's going to happen next here is that people are going to flood your website, start following you. And do you have any cool things coming up that you want to announce here on the Startup?
March. Women's History Month?
For Women's History Month, we are going to be saving up, well, this, oh, yeah, it's just tomorrow. We're going
tomorrow.
To be giving art, adult art kits to women in shelters and women in need. And adult art kits are pretty expensive, but we use mandalas, gel pens, and stuff like that. So I'm very excited about that.
We are doing, yeah, we're supporting women this month. We're making women's art kits for women. So Chelsea and I are picking out all the items that women can use because art is very therapeutic, and we want to make sure that women are taken care of this month as well. So if people go to Chelsea's Amazon wish list, she's going to start to have adult art supplies up there that people can donate as well.
Oh my goodness. So this is really great. And I know, you know, people are learning from home and streaming classes from home. So a lot of those classroom spaces have art supplies just sitting there. I wonder if someone could donate that isn't using it. So again, you guys out there listening, if you guys have any art supplies, if you want to buy a trailer for this young lady and this family to go around the country, give me your list of cities just off the top of your head. Where would you go if you had the Santa art trailer?
Where would you go, Art Santa?
I would go to art Utah, Santa. Colorado.
Colorado.
Colorado. What's Minnesota?
Texas, Minnesota. Yeah, California.
I would love to go to Africa, maybe.
Oh, you want to go to Africa? We can do that, too.
We have to park the trailer and fly. But that
you can park the trailer and fly. Art Santa on the move.
This is a really good idea, and we love when that happens here on the show. We're going to be checking up on this Art Santa situation, and I'm sure that you know people will join you on your journey. Hey, maybe we can get people to pledge the miles that you drive. We never know. That could be fun.
You are so smart and brilliant, Miss Monique. We need you.
Thank you. Thank you. I, too, was, you know, young one time, and I remember having ideas. And now when you get older, you can do them. But I'm glad that you're starting young because I have a feeling you're going to be on the Forbes list and you're going to be on top of the world. So.
I agree.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Monique.
You're welcome. Thank you for blessing our show today. I want to show you something. It's funny because I didn't plan to do this, but it's peeking out right underneath my desk here. So I'm going to move over for 1 second, and I want to show you something. I think you're going to really like it, okay? Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
So I started doing something before we met. I started doing something during the pandemic to ease my stress, and it was a natural thing to do, and I haven't shared this with anyone. And I went to Hobby Lobby and just said, you know, I'm going to paint something to get my stress out.
Oh,
and so this
wow.
is my first ever painting, and I don't know if it looks good or not. It was fun to do.
I love it.
That's beautiful. Chelsea always says that art is your own. What is, you always tell me.
It doesn't have to look like your neighbors. It doesn't have to look like Bob Ross or Leroy Campbell's. No, it's unique to only you.
I love that. And I appreciate that. And, you know, it looks kind of crazy on the end, but it was something about taking the brushes and just going back and forth where it got all my stress out. And it was a new outlet for me, Chelsea.
Yay!
You're the first person in the world to see this, you two ladies, and I wanted to share that with you. Well, I guess the world who's watching also saw that.
Oh, that's so awesome. You inspire us, Miss Monique.
Oh, I'm inspired by you beyond measure, and thank you so much for taking time to be on the show. What do you want to leave our listeners and viewers with who maybe are afraid to pick up some brushes and canvases and even a pen or a pencil? What would you like to say to inspire them?
Chelsea always says, what is it?
Art is my superpower and it can be yours too. Like I said, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, your background, art is a language that everyone can understand. And for me, when no one can hear me, I feel like art is my voice. And I think everyone deserves that. And society can be kind of weird, but it doesn't matter what people think of your art as long as you love it.
Spoken. What else do you say to that? Ladies, young lady and ladies, thank you for thank you for being here. And we're gonna have you back, I'm sure. You're gonna come back.
Oh, I hope so. You have such great energy. I hope so. Thank you so much, Ms. Monique.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, ladies. Stay warm, and we will see you in California with your Art Santa trailer real soon.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, sweetheart. All right, you guys. That was Chelsea's charity. That was Chelsea and Candace. Lots of love to them in Connecticut. Stay warm. I don't have the fireplace on today, guys, because it's warming up here at the beach. And spring is upon us. Although Punxsutawney Phil, I don't know how long he predicted that it would be winter, but we're doing pretty good here at the beach. So today's show is, you know, a little shorter, but I want to go over some things with you guys of what we're up to with the startup and with my Cap Aquarius Media Company. We've just launched a new subsidiary brand called Swag and Sponsors, and we are doing a lot of fun brand placement. As you guys know, I do some of the gifting suites and lounges, and we have one coming up April 23rd, and hopefully we're getting to the tail end of this thing, you guys. I don't know how long it's going to be. People are getting vaccinated. Some people have already had it more than once, so maybe we are finally getting closer to where we need to be. I don't know how long that's going to be, but I do know we're going to be responsible in these events. And if you have a brand and you want these opportunities for your brand, you can email us. We would love to get something that you have. It could be a candle. It could be CBD products, which are very popular. It could be hats. It could be jewelry. Shout out to everybody that's doing some things with us now. We'll be tagging them very soon. But if you are interested, if you are starting up and you want some visibility for your brand, we love to do it. And I love to make connections and hear testimonials from clients that have made a connection with someone and their synergy together. And they are just, you know, leaps and bounds ahead because they connected. That's a shot in the arm for me, one of my favorite things to do on the whole, on the planet. So if you want that, you know, that hands-on care and someone that cares about what you're doing and knows what it's like to start from absolutely zero, negative zero, and build up by the bootstraps, I'm your girl, Capricorn's Media and Swag and Sponsors, and we will help you. Also, I want to tell you guys, I touched on this a few shows ago, but I'll swing it on back. The Followship Company is a subsidiary as well of Capricorn's Media, so we're doing a lot of things. But don't worry, we have some friends that are helping out. But the Followship is for people who are internet adjacent, if you will. They're not feeling the internet. They don't know what to do with it. They hate social media. They think it's for millennials, in parentheses. I'm a Zennial. So what that is, I was born in 78. I saw word processors. I saw cell phones, pay for launched. So we kind of grew up in that, you know, video games. And so I understand technology. I like technology. I like new things. And I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty and learn. I know that a lot of people are intimidated by it or hate it or think it's stupid. And, you know, if anything we learned with this pandemic as entrepreneurs and as people who have brick and mortar shops, you know, even if you didn't and you were thinking about getting one, you have to have an online presence. You can hate it all you want. That's fine. You don't have to love it. At least gain the income from it. At least harness that online income stream, okay? They say, experts say, you want 7 income streams to be successful, to be wealthy. That's my goal, guys. That's what I'm working towards. Maybe even 8. I hear now 8. You know, that's a lucky number in the Asian culture. 7 income streams. We can't do that. I'll have to talk to the wealthy people about that. But all I know is that, especially in a pandemic, you know, you've got to be reachable. Your brands have to be tangible, and they have to be fast. And how we do that is online. Yes, we miss that camaraderie and, you know, that where you're sitting in front of someone and you've got that rapport. I still believe in that. I still think you can have a rapport with people and give them amazing customer service and be kind to them and show them your personality and really, you know, give them top 10 service. I still think that there's a way to do that. However, you still need to be able to make money while you sleep. One of my other startups that I had to put on hold because I had a lot of, you know, pans in the fire was Silicon Beach Coffee Company. But that's going to be starting back up. We just were out of town for the film, and I had the pleasure of having a coffee tasting in Colombia, and that was amazing. But this is my point. That income stream, I need to be selling coffee while I sleep. But I have to have a website. I have to have an Etsy page or whatever format you choose, whatever app you choose. So guys, rethink your thoughts. If you have any, if you know someone that has a brick and mortar shut down, or they're trying to figure out how to get their products somewhere, we build websites, we do logos, we can help you get and gain the followership. You can get followership, like the fellowship, but you want followership. So baby boomers, I'm kind of angling this to you. A lot, not all of you guys. Some of you guys love your phone. When you see those millennials on their phone, they're not just Snapchatting. They're not just doing selfies. People are making money on their phone. Embrace it. Find someone that will embrace it for you. You don't have to love every part of your business. There's parts of business I hate. but I have to do it, or I have to delegate that out. This is one of those things. If you don't like doing paperwork and accounting, you hire someone, delegate that out. Or with internet, same with social media presence. You must have it in 2021, or you will not be around. Now, email me. Okay, let's do this. I'm not taking a lot of clients on because I want to give you that one-on-one service and I want to help you as much as I can. So if you are in need of a logo or a website, or maybe you just want a landing page for now, you want to dip your toe, okay? You're a mom and pop bakery or a cake shop or whatever you are, and now you just need an online presence. The followership is your in, and we are gentle. We are your entryway. I am by no means a tech professional. I am good enough to get you, as a producer, I'm confident that I'm good enough to get you started. And then you graduate, you get to the next person that will take you to the next level and have it be amazing. But let's get you started, okay? Because no one can see you when you've got a closed sign and you're brick and mortar. With that being said, have fun with it. There are parts of the internet you can really have fun with. A lot of these people that are showing products and brands and dancing and holding things up, those are paid sponsorships. Let's lean into this. You guys remember when, you know, the telephone was in, well, that's a long time ago. But anyway, things have been invented over time that we all didn't embrace right away. So this is the same thing. With all that being said, I'm going to get off my Sunday sermon on the followership and internet. But baby boomers and anybody who hates the internet and social media, I'm your girl. I will help you. I have a team a couple people that are on my team that are internet savvier than I, which is always what you want. You want people that know more than you. And but I will get you started and we can go from there. All right, guys. Follow me on Instagram, Monique Loray, L-O-R-E, Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N, or the Startup with Monique Loray, and Aquarius. So it's Capricorn and Aquarius, because I'm on the cusp. So it's Capricorn Aquarius, Capricorn Media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you are a wine connoisseur, I have a wine brand for many years now where we do brand placement. And shout out to one of our sponsors, Michael Silver Family Wines. Hi, Leah. We love you. Thank you for all your support and your beautiful wines. Thank you to everyone that sponsors this and supports us. Shout out to La Casa del Camino here in Laguna Beach. Their team is ready to set you up in a beautiful ocean view suite with the rooftop view of Catalina. If you need to get a staycation, get away from all this pandemic nonsense. Get out of the house. Get some fresh air. Socially distanced, but you'll still, you know, you'll get a thrill out of a staycation. So La Casa del Camino. And as always, guys, I ask you this every Sunday, what will you start up today?
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Loray, only on LA Talk Radio.